Jackie Pick, Artificial Depression Built Around Coronavirus Will Kill Thousands. By Robert Krajicek on April 28, 2020. An artificial depression created around the coronavirus outbreak by American leadership will kill thousands of Americans, explained Jackie Pick, host of The Jackie Daily Show on Blaze Media. Warning of the consequences of varying economic shutdowns across the nation ostensibly aimed at addressing the viral spread. She offered her analysis on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. In her recently published article, What a Prolonged Shutdown Will Cost in Human Life, Pick wrote. A prolonged shutdown could bring tens of thousands of deaths through spikes in rates of suicide, heart attack, missed cancer diagnoses, domestic violence deaths, substance abuse, and more. We have evidence that these deaths are coming, and the shutdown is only a month old. For whatever reason, we decided to artificially create a depression around a once-in-a-century pandemic, Pick said. Leadership created a demand collapse for oil, basically gasoline, and then any oil-derived products. Russia's and Saudi Arabia's so-called price war, Pick noted, offered geopolitical advantage to the two states relative to the U.S. State ownership of oil resources and production offer Russia and Saudi Arabia advantages over their privately owned stateside counterparts. Pick added, given government enterprises greater capacities to endure losses when compared private companies. They're taking advantage of the situation, said Pick of Russia and Saudi Arabia. They're kicking us while we're down. This is their opportunity to take out the top producer, their top competitor on earth, and they're doing it and they are succeeding. Listen. Pick remarked, we should expect to see tens of thousands in suicides. Maybe hundreds of thousands if we stay locked down for months. I'll give you the research. For every 10% jump in unemployment, you get 30,000 suicides, historically. The Federal Reserve is saying we're going to see a 30% jump in unemployment by June. That's 90,000 suicides. Varying restrictions on arbitrarily defined non-essential medical services, justified by officials as necessary measures in response to the coronavirus outbreak, will cost more lives and harm, observed Pick. Pick stated, look at all the missed cancer diagnoses. For example, here in Dallas, I've been informed by my providers that I cannot get a mammogram. I cannot get my annual OBGYN checkup. Other people cannot get colonoscopies. They cannot get chest x-rays. They cannot get prostate cancer screening. All the cancers we screen for are electives. Therefore, even in a state like Texas, you can't get those tests. If I have cancer right now, I'm not going to know about that until months later. Delays in identification of cancers and other ailments due to decreed restrictions of associated diagnostic measures will cost lives, Pick held. There's death no matter what path we choose, determined Pick. So let's be honest about that. Instead of committing people to talk about the problems, like it's weighing Wall Street against human life. We're weighing human life against human life, and down one path. You throw away the economy, too, for who knows how long? Pick urged, open the doors. Let us out. Open the economy now, because now it's a completely different ballgame from February or March. Democrats and certain Republicans are using a manufactured recession to justify federal funding of wind farms and solar barns, Pick stated. We don't have time or money anymore for luxury items like wind farms or solar barns, said Pick. We can't afford that anymore. It's not financially viable. Meanwhile, in this country, the wind producers shamelessly line up right now on Capitol Hill for an extension of their production tax credits. Pick continued. That's a lot of money to keep them alive on the basis that the coronavirus is hurting them. It's not just the Democrats, by the way. It's Chuck Grassley. It's Lisa Murkowski. It's John Thune. Senators that have meaningful wind production in their states are lining up to throw money at those at exactly the wrong time. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.